MDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston, saying it's time to give education back to the states. The Trump administration is getting ready to dismantle the Department of Education. ABC's Rachel Scott in Washington says an executive order is expected as soon as today.
Most funding for public schools already is at the state and local level, but the department does oversee billions of dollars in funding to help low-income students and students with disabilities. It enforces civil rights laws to prevent discrimination in schools, manages about $1.5 trillion in student loan debt, and also oversees the process for students applying for college financial aid through Pell Grants or FAFSA, for example.
Elon Musk met with congressional Republicans last night on Capitol Hill, trying to further explain the work his Department of Government Efficiency is carrying out, including the mass firings of thousands of federal employees. European Union leaders beginning a day of emergency talks on beefing up their own security and providing more security to Ukraine now that President Trump has halted all funding to Ukraine. This is ABC News. New defense claims in the Idaho murders case. More DNA evidence has been found. ABC's Kana Whitworth has been covering Brian Koberger's defense.
In a redacted court filing, his defense team says investigators recovered DNA from three unidentified individuals under the fingernails of victim Madison Mogan, who was stabbed to death along with Kaylee Gonzalez, Zana Kernodal, and Ethan Chapin in an off-campus home at the University of Idaho. The defense arguing DNA test results were inconclusive and should be excluded at trial, saying it would mislead the jury. They also claim independent testing by the defense eliminated Koberger.
Two South Korean fighter jets accidentally dropped eight bombs on a civilian neighborhood during a joint live fire exercise with the United States military. Eight people were hurt. The Korean Air Force has apologized, and the South Korean military says it has suspended all live fire drills. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Governor Tony Evers has released his budget, calling this the most pro-kid budget in state history. This is now the fourth time that Evers has put forth a budget proposal, and the three prior were all met with a similar fate. Republicans in the legislature rejected it entirely. Again this year, Assembly Speaker Robin Voss called the budget dead on arrival. To a certain extent, this is what we've come to expect from this era of divided government in Wisconsin. In previous years, Evers has eventually signed Republican-authored budgets and used his line-item veto powers to make certain changes. But could he play hardball this time around and threaten to veto the entire budget? Is there anything in this pro-kid budget that has to be there? Things like education funding, or clean water protections, or Medicaid expansion? With everything going on in Washington, now might be the right time for Evers to fight for these proposals and fight for Wisconsinites in any way he can.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The tabloids love to stir up trouble and are continuing to do so following last week's Oscars broadcast. After Kieran Culkin won Best Supporting Actor for his role in A Real Pain, cameras caught Edward Norton, who also was nominated for his role in A Complete Unknown, leaning over and saying the F word to his wife. It's not 100% clear what he said or if he was referring to the fact that he lost or if he's the most awkward romantic ever. Margaret Qualley's star is on the rise after a small but star-making role in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood and playing opposite Demi Moore in this year's Oscar-nominated The Substance. The world is pretty much her oyster. After a really unnecessary James Bond music tribute at the Oscars last week, which happened just in time as Bond was killed off 2 years ago, fans are now saying they hope the daughter of Andy McDowell becomes a Bond girl. Quite a leap. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Bucks down the Mavericks. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks cruise to another win at home, 137-107, past the Dallas Mavericks team missing seven other players. How did the Bucks handle themselves? Doc Rivers.
Yeah, I thought we played the right way overall. Aggressive, moved the ball, defended. They have so many guys out. You know, tough for them. Like, that's how I kept thinking that. Like, yeah, you got Klay Thompson over there, and so it's just a tough spot.
College hoops, the Badgers with a win in Minnesota, 74-67. John Blackwell led with 25 points and a career-high 11 rebounds. Marquette losing at UConn, 72-66. The game delayed for 22 minutes at the start.
I said it was a leak in the roof, and it was leaking on the baseline. You know, they talked about canceling the game if it didn't get addressed. So, you know, I told Danny we'd go across the street to the practice gym if we had to, but I'm glad we could play the game here.
That's Marquette head coach Shaka Smart with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Mostly sunny, and it is not going to be as windy today. We'll get to around 41 for a high with wind. Northwest at 10 to 20 this morning, decreasing to 5 to 10 later this afternoon. Tonight, 27. Could see a few flurries or a little light snow tomorrow morning. Then clearing tomorrow, 36. We're back to 44 by Saturday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 21.
Jane Mattener and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, did you know that dogs can get Alzheimer's? We're going to talk about that with Dr. Calico Schmidt, a veterinarian. Also, J.R. Radcliffe with All Things Sports. Join us.
Mattener on air, weekday mornings at 11. A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
It is 7:06 on the WMDX clock, and it's John Peterson and Gordy Young, Sam Davison in the control room, and a beautiful day here in Madison, a lot of sunshine, and it's going to stay bright and sunny all day long, high near 41. Right now it's 24 degrees, and time for us to check into what's happening in the news with Savannah Tomei-Olson. Good morning, Savannah.
Good morning. How you doing?
We're doing pretty good. A beautiful morning, you know, to start off with anyway. So
nicer than yesterday.
Yeah.
Much nicer, yes.
But, you know, sometimes the news counters all that.
Welcome to my world, guys.
Yeah, right. Sorry about that.
No kidding. So what's the big story today?
Yeah, the closings here in Dane County, the federal offices.
That's the big thing I've been working on for, I'd say, the last 24 hours here. So the Department of Government Efficiency has been updating their website with what they call the receipts. And these receipts have very little information, basically just the name of an office, the square footage, and what the lease costs every year. And those are the spots targeted for closure. At first, we knew about 4 offices that they were going to close, then it went up to 6, and just as of the last, 48 hours, that number has now gone up to 16 across Wisconsin.
Wow.
That they're going to be closing here, and 5 of them are in Madison, and that's the highest number across the state, which is not surprising. I'm sure we probably also have the highest concentration of federal offices, but there's a pretty wide variety here. Fish and Wildlife Service, Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration, something listed as Departmental Management IG. I'm guessing that's the Inspector General's office. But when I tell you they post like 3 or 4 words per office here, and that's it, that's what we've got. So when they post Departmental Management IG, that's it. An office of the U.S. Food and Drug Administration that's over on Regent Street, and the Federal Highway Administration office that's over on the west side on Junction Road. So
okay.
That's supposed to be saving the taxpayers anywhere from like $1 million to $1.25 million. But it doesn't give us the equation of how they got to that number either.
That's just it's just amazing. It's so pathetic. I mean, it saves so little money and affects so many lives, so many people.
Were there any Social Security offices in that list?
Yes,
there was.
There is.
There was definitely one in Green Bay off the top of my head.
Yeah.
I know that there was one more. And
in
Wausau.
It seemed like there was another one. Yeah, Wausau. Okay.
When I was telling my mom about this, she goes, when was the last time you needed help from the Social Security Administration? You know how long that takes and how difficult of a process that is, because they had just had to do something with her niece. And yeah, she was like, the idea of laying off some of those workers and or closing the offices, which, to be clear, we don't know if these offices are just targeted for closure and they're going to just move the employees somewhere, mm-hmm. or they're laying off those employees. The website doesn't give us that information and they haven't responded to my request.
Yeah, my daughter has a couple of special needs kids and they get SSI disability through Social Security offices. And, you know, that's it's a process whenever they have to update anything. Any changes, yep. any, you know, if they move or if anything changes, they have to update everything through the SSI or through the Social Security offices. And oftentimes she'll be on the phone for, you know,
a long period. I mean,
it could be more than an hour just waiting to get through or even going to one of the offices. You have to,
that's one of the reasons
make an
why
appointment
they,
or wait.
That's why they put so many offices in locally.
Right.
To take care of the problem, the wait lines on the phone,
exactly.
they made it personal. They
yeah.
gave you an individual that you go into their little cubicle and you talk it all over and you discover things you didn't discover. That happened to me and my children when I went in. And if it was on the phone, nothing would have happened. I would not have known about a program that I was eligible for receiving more Social Security because I have two minors and I'm in retirement, you know. So it's really a huge benefit. And taking these things away is going to be very harmful for the most desperate and needy people.
Right. Yeah.
Well, and how much better did it feel to, instead of sit there on hold on the phone, hoping you'd be able to answer in God knows how long, to go and talk to a person face to face, and even
yes.
if you had to wait, you knew there was somebody who saw you and knew that you were waiting, right? How much
yes.
better did that feel?
That was
absolutely
a huge, huge relief. And
yeah.
I tell you, having them looking at you and talking to you, then they explored. They asked mm-hmm. some questions, not just us asking them questions. And I think that's going to be something that will be missed.
Anyway, you had one other story. I know we're short on time here,
yeah.
but a Madison story that you're working on here we can touch on quickly.
That's right. You know that portion of State Street that they turned into a pedestrian mall over mm-hmm. the summer? It was mm-hmm. like from, I think, June to October of last year. Basically, city planners are recommending they do it again and close off that portion of State Street, basically from campus up to like the Johnson-Gorham area.
Yeah.
So there aren't any cars after 3 o'clock on weekdays and 10 o'clock in the morning on weekends.
It's a good idea.
Okay. Yeah, it is.
I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Yeah, people loved it.
Yeah,
absolutely. Well, Savannah, thank you so much. We will check in with you again tomorrow morning. Appreciate it.
Have a great day, guys.
All right. Yeah, you too. Enjoy it.
Appreciate it.
Very good. Savannah Tomei Olson, our WMDX news person here.
Yeah. Well, you know, a lot of these firings are going on and all these departments are being closed,
yeah.
but there's a big problem with that,
yeah.
and that is Congress. They're, you know, they're receiving a lot of blowback at their town halls, obviously. We've been covering that on this network.
Yes.
And the problem here is that now Congress is worried that if Elon makes too many mistakes, too many cuts, there are going to be pitchforks and torches out there outside their offices in the not-too-distant future.
There's already been a run at Menards
on
pitchforks and torches.
Yeah, I was going to say, you know, I really ought to get into the pitchfork and torch business.
Really?
Maybe
we should start a little store.
Khaki clothing is up next, by the way. So that's
good to know.
All right. Anyway, the Republicans are pushing Musk to let Congress in on a lot of these cuts.
Yeah.
Now, yeah. Senate Republicans pushed Elon Musk behind closed doors on Wednesday to move his efforts to slash federal spending and the federal workforce through Congress this time.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, Musk gave out his cell phone to each and every one of these senators. Senator Rand Paul made the case that Musk's cuts, in order to be protected from the courts, and this is another reason why they're doing it, should be moving through Congress in rescission packages. That's what they call it, rescission packages. Yeah. These packages claw back funding and only requires a simple majority in the Senate and a majority, simple majority in the House as well. So it's easier to pass that way. The challenge for Republicans being on record for voting for these cuts could receive a lot of blowback from their constituents who are going to lose a lot of these services. And I personally think they're doing this because they're trying to protect their districts and their constituents because they're this, you know, this outcry that they're seeing at their town halls. This is to protect themselves, not so much to make it glide through and make these cuts safe from court challenges.
Yeah.
So that I think that's what's going on here.
I think you're probably onto something there. I would like to be a fly on the wall in those kind of meetings with Elon Musk and the Republicans that are taking the heat.
Yeah.
I bet that was a very active discussion.
I'm sure it was. Yeah. And, and you know, just looking at Elon, you know, he's just...
I know. It's just...
It's hard to even take him seriously.
He's such a... Yeah, I don't know. All right. Let's leave that there for a moment.
We have words we can't use.
Okay. Let me just mention that this portion of the John and Gordy Morning Show is brought to you by our friends at Verlo Mattress. The mismatch sale is ongoing. The biggest sale of the year at Verlo. Mismatch on the outside, the same Verlo long-lasting craftsmanship on the inside. Hurry in now for an additional 10% off every single mattress and box spring. Wake up and sleep better with Verlo Mattress of Madison. They have an east side location, a west side location, or go online at verlo.com.
All right. Now, this is the other big story that has to do with Doge and Elon. And Steve Rattner talked about this. Doge saved how much money? How much? Steve Rattner from Morning Joe mentioned this. He said Doge savings numbers are tantamount to fabrication. Okay. And NPR estimates that there have been less than $5 billion in savings. All these closings, taking the letters off of buildings, people losing their livelihoods, so many, I think 16,000 or so.
So how much is the corrected number?
$5 billion is the estimated savings so far. Trump just claimed they found hundreds of billions of dollars in fraud in Social Security, so we'll have to wait and see on that. The Trump administration prepares to sell off, by the way, all of the buildings they no longer need. And this is another big error and mistake by Elon. The General Services Administration will dispose of non-core assets. We just talked to Savannah about all of this, the closing of offices here in Dane County. And this is supposedly going to save us a whole hell of a lot of money. The agency could save more than $430 million annually. Wow, that's huge. Wait, we're talking millions now? That seems like pocket change or... I don't know. The old list of 440 non-core properties included, get this, the headquarters of the FBI, the Department of Justice, the Department of Veterans Affairs, the Department of Labor, Housing and Urban Development, HUD, Federal Trade Commission, even the GSA, the General Services Administration's own headquarters.
Wait a minute. How could they close that down?
I know. What is this all about, right? Well, guess what?
That doesn't make any sense.
Guess what? They took that new list off the internet.
They did.
Because they have removed every one of the departments I just told you about closing. They added those back on.
they made a
mistake.
Their minds?
They made a mistake. You know, maybe the headquarters of the FBI wasn't a good idea to get rid of, or the Justice Department, or the Veterans Affairs Department, or HUD, or Federal Trade Commission, or the GSA's own headquarters. So they took down the list, and they haven't replaced the list yet. Now, you just go to the website where they had the list located. Yeah. Well, now it just says a new list is coming.
Okay.
You know, at least they're going to correct their errors, right?
That's right.
Why not make them and then correct them later? My God, this is outrageous.
It is. Kurt from Madison says it's going to cost five times as much to restore everything when that comes around. Yeah, good point. 19 minutes past the hour. Back with a check of the weather with Brittany Merlot next on John and Gordy.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
The Verlo Mismatch Sale is back. It's our biggest sale of the year. Mismatch on the outside, the same Verlo long-lasting craftsmanship on the inside, and it's backed by our lifetime comfort guarantee. So hurry in now for additional savings on every mattress and box spring. Plus, get huge savings on adjustable bases. And the more you buy, the more you save on accessory bundles. It's our biggest sale of the year. Wake up. Sleep better. Verlo.
March is tournament time, and the Lazy Elf Lounge has your courtside seats. Enjoy the big games on the big screens at the Lazy Elf Lounge. Score big with half-price wings during the tournament games when you dine in. Plus drink specials of Busch Light, Miller, and Bud products. And make a slam dunk with $2 off pitchers during the game. The Lazy Elf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow the Lazy Elf Lounge on the socials and online at LazyElfLounge.com.
No more mold. No more damage. No more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never-clear glass-treated door. BCI Bath and Shower. Interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
What?
Should we say it in harmony, as we always do?
Sure, in unison.
You mean in unison? That's okay. Okay. Well, you want to? We can go harmony if you want.
Okay.
But anyway, yes, unison. Here we go. Right.
Okay. Yeah.
One, two, three.
Okay. Sorry. Never. Oh.
Yeah, I did. We're starting off with the call letters, don't we? Normally.
Well, okay.
We,
sure. We're just starting. It's 92.7
WMDS.
We just started
in radio, and
fine.
We're trying to get the hang of it.
Okay, you know what? Let's turn it over to WMDX meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Much more professional about all of this.
Good morning, Brittany. Hi. It's beautiful
morning,
here.
Guys.
Lots of sunshine in Madison. How is it, Wausau?
It is beautiful, sunny here too. We just have a lot of snow on the ground, but yeah. It's a gorgeous day.
We can see the sun shining through. That's fantastic, isn't it? Mm-hmm. It's shining through in here as well.
Yeah.
So it makes you smile, especially after yesterday.
It does.
Yeah, yesterday. Yeah.
Those winds were terrible. They hit 55 mile per hour gusts here in Wausau. I was almost on my side.
Wow. Yeah. I don't know if it was quite that windy here, but it was still pretty breezy most of the day. So, but today's a much better day, right?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we're going to rise above freezing. We're going to hit the low 40s. It's going to be beautiful out there. A little breezy this morning, but those winds will start to calm down. You're seeing gusts at around 20 miles per hour. So temperatures are in the low 20s. So it's really feeling about 10 degrees this morning. And by the afternoon, 40, beautiful, fantastic. We'll get a little cloudy tomorrow, though, down to the mid 30s. We could see a few flurries in the morning. Mm-hmm. No accumulations expected from that. This system's really a northern Illinois system, but we could get scraped by it. And then by the weekend, beautiful sunshine, low 40s on Saturday, low 50s on Sunday, and spring is around the corner.
Wow.
What? Some 60s next week. Hey! No.
That is unbelievable.
Next week.
So cool.
That's amazing.
I know. I'll trade you. I'm only going to get to 50. I don't get to say 60 up here, but that sounds great.
Now, Brittany, I have a question for you, kind of inside baseball with the weather. Have you heard anything about any of your colleagues or anybody that you know in the National Weather Service or in NOAA with the cutbacks that they made last week? Have you heard any ramifications about that?
You know, they're pretty tight-lipped about it. I think they're scared of, like, letting out any information, especially with me, you know, being on the radio. But what I have heard from them is that a lot of the new employees were let go last week. And a lot of shifts are happening. A lot of people are upset and down and worried about the public because this is how we get our warnings out. This is how we keep people safe. And if we have severe weather season right around the corner, I mean, their outreach team has been reduced. Just the new education, it's a mess, honestly. Then they're not doing well. Every day is a new day. They have to report to weekly to Elon Musk about what they're doing.
Yeah,
so there's a lot of things going on.
Did they downsize at the Storm Prediction Center? Do you know? I mean, was that on the list?
Do you have any idea? I'm not too sure because that is in Oklahoma.
Right.
But I can definitely dig and start to find out as well.
Yeah, I'm just curious about that. Okay. Well, very good. Well, we'll enjoy the good weather while we've got it today and even better weather on the way for down the road on the weekend and next week. Looks fantastic. Great.
Absolutely. All right. You guys have a great day.
All right. You too. Thank you.
Thanks.
That's WMDX meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Okay.
Well, this is something. Banks are rushing to put Zelle into service, and that wasn't a good thing to do. A lot of people, transfer money from one account to the other using Zelle, from one bank account to another.
I was worried when I read this story that you sent me this morning because I've used Zelle once or twice with my bank. Is there is there like some kind of security problem with it? Is somebody going to hack my bank account and steal my cash?
That's very possible because they rushed this into existence at their banks without taking a look at any safeguards. So hundreds of thousands of consumers subsequently lodged complaints about fraud, but were told, by and large, to get assistance, and if they can find assistance at the bank. And then they also were told to ask the alleged fraudster to return their funds, which, well, I guess you would do that, right? But depending on the person who committed fraud to take your money, asking them to return it is, well, I don't know.
Right. So is this a problem with, like, the actual security of doing a transaction through Zelle, or is this just stupid people getting frauded, like in transactions with shady people?
Well, it's one thing that these particular banks rushed to get Zelle on their banking systems, and that's what happened. Zelle has been out there for a lot of banks already for a long period of time. It's just that these banks rushed it and didn't look at the safeguards and just put it out there, and now hundreds of thousands of consumers were victims of fraud. So Trump, who wants to end the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, wants to save your money by getting rid of the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, so you have that money accessed by fraudsters who will take it from you. So at least, you know, somebody's going to get rich out of this, and I think it's the people committing fraud.
Apparently so.
That's the bottom line. Yeah, all right.
Thanks for clearing that up for us. Well,
it's not good news. Okay. It isn't. Let's see here.
Do we have time to go to the phones here?
Let's go to Dick.
A quick phone call here. Dick is on the line with a question or a comment. Good morning, Dick. Go ahead.
Good morning. A couple quick things. Also heard that they're going to change the name of the agencies that count jobs numbers and certain things.
Really?
But also, real quick, I've come up with a different name for our president.
Okay.
I thought about it a little bit. We've all worked with somebody like this, but they never had quite the bearing on us that he does. I'm going to start calling him crisis management. He creates a crisis, and then he tries to manage it.
That's good.
That is like good. That. Yeah. Yeah, that works for me. You know, I came across an article this morning. I was preparing for the show, you know, to see what the latest news was and everything.
Yeah.
And this article had so many great nicknames.
Yeah.
For Trump that I'm going to reveal them tomorrow.
Okay. All right. We'll
but we've got other names for Trump at this point.
Dick, thank you for that call. We will be back right after the Midwest Farm Report with more of John and Gordy in the Morning here on 92.7 WMDX.
Come on. As we were saying, it's the John and Gordy Show.
voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Funding's in place right now to help citizens continue to improve their well water. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Thursday. Marty Nesmith, the private water supply section manager with the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources, says the governor's dedicated another $5 million in federal funds to support the expanded well compensation and well abandonment grant program. That program's been in place for more than a year, and he said there's been some areas of the state that have found it very useful.
One of the highest number of grants was in Portage County, which is the Central Sands. Marathon County, which is kind of adjacent to the Central Sands and also has shallow granite bedrock, which is often connected to the surface. And then Washera County as well, which is also in the Central Sands. We also had Chippewa County, which isn't exactly Central Sands, but it has some shallower sand geology similar to the Central Sands. Oneida County had more applications for PFAS, because there's a hot spot of PFAS.
Marty Nesman, he is the DNR's private water supply section manager. To be eligible, families or businesses' income cannot exceed $100,000 for the prior calendar year. The first step to getting involved in the program, simply getting a water sample from a certified lab that shows the drinking water standards are not being met. More details are available at the Wisconsin DNR website or ours, MidwestFarmReport.com.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
As a proud sponsor of the WIAA, Rural Mutual roots for all of Wisconsin's student athletes. Whether they're a hometown hero or they dream of the national spotlight, sportsmanship keeps Wisconsin strong. Visit ruralmutual.com/WIAA to learn more about how they support high school athletics.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
As a young person in agriculture, I wondered how I could make a difference in my community. But then I found Wisconsin Farm Bureau's Young Farmer and Agriculturist program. It's more than a group. It's a chance to connect with others, grow as a leader, and advocate for agriculture. Together, we're shaping the future of farming in Wisconsin. Be a part of something big. Join us today.
A voice for farmers. A vision for agriculture. Wisconsin Farm Bureau.
And don't forget the National Weather Service still hoping that you'll be part of their Rain Gauge Rally 2025, asking private citizens to be involved in rainfall reporting through the growing season and even into the winter. You can find details and get involved at WisconsinWeatherWatchers.org. That's WisconsinWeatherWatchers.org. And that's food news for Thursday. I'm Pam Yonke.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Mostly sunny, and it is not going to be as windy today. We'll get to around 41 for a high with wind. Northwest at 10 to 20 this morning, decreasing to 5 to 10 later this afternoon. Tonight, 27. Could see a few flurries or a little light snow tomorrow morning. Then clearing tomorrow, 36. We're back to 44 by Saturday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 21.
Imagine home. The smell of coffee, the sound of a lawnmower, the sun's warmth on your face. Free to be yourself, surrounded by love that helps you grow. This is a place to call home. That's an American dream we all deserve. But in 50% of U.S. states, you could legally be denied housing if you are LGBTQ+. Get the facts and hear real stories at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Elon Musk. You're going to fire a bunch of folks. Well, that's going to, you know, increase unemployment. That's going to have an impact on the economy. The government buys farmers' goods for the USAID and no more USAID. Well, this thing's going to rot in the field. What happens to the prices? What happens to the farmers? What is the point here? It just seems like these are just such amateur decision-making, wasting our taxpayer dollars by wasting people's time.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, making the popcorn pick of the week will be Civic Media's own Todd Alba. And then Northeast Wisconsin singer-songwriter Paul Hanna joins me in the studio. I'm telling you, don't miss this.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
This portion of the show is being brought to you by Teeth R Us, the world's largest tooth care center. Remember, when you have a bad tooth pulled at Teeth R Us, we'll remove two healthy teeth absolutely free. And don't forget to bring the kids along to swim in our heated Olympic-sized 40-foot spit sink.
That's a nice place.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't want to take in too much water, though.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Yeah.
Anyway. It's and bad. It is National Dentist Day, so, you know, saluting all the dentists.
You're right. WMDX, John and Gordy, in the morning, and it's a beautiful sunny day.
Yep. Bright and sunny. The WMDX thermometer right outside our WMDX window is saying it's 26 degrees, I believe. What is your WMDX Samsung watch saying, John?
Well, it is right now.
Yeah,
it is in the process of configuring.
What is it doing? Your steps
right now? It says 22 degrees currently. Okay. High of 40 and a low tonight of 28.
Okay, good enough.
Well, you don't care.
Not really.
I feel bad now.
Okay. This portion of John and Gordy in the Morning on WMDX is brought to you by David J. Frank, your turnkey one-stop landscaping resource celebrating 65 years in business in southern Wisconsin. You may have seen their work. Will you please be quiet while I'm reading this important commercial copy? What are you doing over
what
there?
The hell?
Can you just...
No, you know, I've been trying to fix stuff in the background here.
Okay. You know, all right. let me get back to talking about David J. Frank.
All right. Go ahead.
You may have seen their work over at the Hilldale Shopping Center. You've been over
there. I have, yes. Yeah.
They also, have done work at the UW-Madison campus. They provide care for the grounds at the state capitol as well. So check out David J. Frank. They do lawn care, flower care, trimming, shaping, pruning. They do it all for commercial or residential. DavidJFrank.com. DavidJFrank.com. They have offices in Madison, Milwaukee, and Kenosha, John Peterson.
And a lot of people take all the trimmings, everything on campus and at Hilldale for granted. Mm-hmm. But that's a lot of maintenance, by the way. I mean, even though they've, put that design in place, you also have to take care of it.
That's right.
And sidewalk salt and road salt has a profound effect on it. I worked at a business as the handyman guy.
Where?
This was a nightmare. The Federal Veterans Administration, where they did all their paperwork. It's right across the street from where I live.
Yeah.
And I was the handyman. And we had the, people come out there and take care of the landscaping and make sure the bushes that were along the sidewalk where the road salt and the sidewalk salt was. And, it would kill the bushes, and I'd have to go out there and then call the landscapers and get them out there. Yeah, it's a huge job, and it's a continuing job. So they do a fantastic job, and I just wanted to mention that.
Well, thank you for sharing that.
Boy, you say that I've had a lot of jobs in my past. What about you? You've done just about everything under the sun.
When I was the fugitive, I'd have to, move from state to state, changing the color of my hair so people couldn't track me down.
Yeah, you do bear a resemblance to David Jansen, the original fugitive. I didn't know that. You're a fugitive.
I was so influenced by that TV show.
You caught the one-armed man on that tower.
Right? I was looking for the one-armed man as I did make my way through state to state.
It was such a great show, and week he was going to have to, dodge the authorities again. Yeah. How is he going to get out of it this time?
And every week we'd hope that he'd see the one-armed man so he could pursue him again.
I know. And what a dramatic ending of that show. It was great.
On the water tower.
Everybody was watching, yeah. Okay.
All right. Anyway, what a trip down memory lane that was.
Come back to the present moment. Sorry. Okay. Yeah, but thanks.
One of the things that bothers me most, and I'm actually a big picture guy. Normally, it's a forest for the trees. I want to see what the really profound effect is from doing all these little things, like what Doge is doing, essentially, right?
Right.
But it seems like the media, the reporters aren't asking the one big question when it comes to the economy.
What question would that be?
And helping people out or spending money or maybe giving tax cuts. The biggest question of all, taking care of the national debt, what could we do? Well, you know what we could do is pay down the national debt.
How would we do that?
This is the big question. I'm saying, well, pay down the debt. No, let's give some tax cuts. Let's take all that money that we have in the general fund and just give it back to the guys paid all that money in instead of paying down the debt, which is what they're trying to do. They're trying to get rid of the debt.
Yeah.
Well, let's just put that off for another day. Let's give all these tax cuts to these people because that won't bring down the debt at all.
Mm.
I mean, that's the big question. Why aren't they asking, why don't we just not do the tax cuts that you want to continue doing?
Yeah.
Wouldn't that help bring down the debt?
You would think, right? Yes.
Well, anyway, a Princeton sociologist, Matthew Desmond, was a guest on The Daily Show the other day, and he heads up the Eviction Lab that helps neighbors and policymakers understand the eviction crisis, the homelessness crisis that we have in this country. And he knows that there's a way to wipe out poverty. And I thought this was a great comment. Daily Show, again, Matthew Desmond. Let's listen to this cut. This is cut 58.
Okay.
You say something in the book that blew my mind, which is there's a part in there where you talk about the tax burden.
Yeah.
And if we just collected the taxes that were owed, it would account for $1.something trillion. And your calculation of how we could end poverty in this country was how much money?
So if you take everyone below the poverty line and lift them above it, that's about $177 billion a year. And it's a super rough estimate, but it gives us a sense of what we're talking about when we're talking about ending poverty, because that's so utterly attainable for us, right? That's less than 1% of our GDP.
Right.
So a study came out that showed that if the top 1% of Americans just paid all the taxes they owed.
Just the ones they owed?
Just the ones they owed, and not got taxed at a higher rate, just paid what they owed, we would net about $175 billion a year. So we could just about close the poverty gap.
Just with and without levying other taxes, just collecting what we need.
Right. I mean, so like... Yeah, right. Yeah.
But that, when you say that, I just go, no.
Right.
That cannot, that can't be.
Right.
But B.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
That's
all it takes. And we've covered this on the program before, that if you just repealed all the tax cuts from the Bush administration, he had three of them, and then a few other tax cuts that were put in place by Trump, if we took all of that back, we would break even. And we'd be able to pay our bills, we'd be able to spend the money we need to spend, and we would start paying down the debt.
Mm.
If we just took that back. It's the Republican tax cuts that are killing this country, that are creating the debt that we have in this country. And if we just took that all back and just started over.
You know, to me, that just... Yeah. This just showcases how filthy, stinking rich these people are. How completely, like, out of touch we are with one another. That these people, like, they just live in a different world. If they have that much money, that they can lift the entire country out of poverty like that, and yet they choose not to. But for what reason?
Yeah. How much money can you spend? Right. Mm-hmm. How much money can you save? How much money can you take with you when you pass away? You know, it's just, it is so greedy. It is so out of whack. And the thing is, we're seeing Doge get rid of all these departments and destroy people's lives at the same time. But we actually brought the budget in balance at the end of the Clinton administration.
Right.
We were seeing surpluses as far as the eye could see. That was the terminology used at the time. We would have paid off the debt if we had a few more years past the Clinton administration.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's without destroying departments, getting rid of people's jobs, pretending as though we're saving money.
Mm-hmm.
We could do it again, But instead, it was crazy, too, because people were feeling very comfortable after the Clinton administration. We had surpluses, and everybody mm-hmm. was feeling very confident. And they thought, well, what the hell? Let's take a chance. Let's go with George W. And then George W. said, you know, we have an excess amount of taxes in this country. Mm-hmm. We've got to give it back to you.
Yeah.
It's not excess taxes.
No.
It brought everybody in line. It brought a balance to the budget. Instead, let's give it back. And the counter to that is we have taxes to pay for things, to spend on the American public, to make our lives easier and better. And yet for Republicans, taking taxes yeah. is a way of giving it back. My head explodes just thinking about it. Why are we taking taxes? To give it back to you later? I don't get that. I just don't understand.
Well, I'm sure that all of the millionaires and billionaires in the cabinet headed by Elon Musk and Donald Trump, I'm sure they've taken all of that into account.
Yeah.
And they're just going to get all their money back, all their taxes. They're just going to waive those.
So how?
Or does, maybe they could all just chip in.
Well, that's what I'm thinking.
Wouldn't it?
Well, yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And they could give up their salaries for 1 year.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. How about that?
Yeah, they could do that. Mm. And now we're saying, well, maybe we should just get rid of the income tax completely and go to just tariffs.
Really?
Support the country on tariffs and depend
tariffs.
On other countries to support our economy here. Boy, that isn't a bad idea. Mm. Well, Reagan had a point of view on this thing, and this is Ronald Reagan. This is K56, and he is talking about what tariffs can do.
Mm.
This is just amazing stuff. For all the Republicans that just admire Reagan to this day,
right?
Well, listen up, folks.
Yeah, here we go.
We too often talk about trade while using the vocabulary of war. In war, for one side to win, the other must lose. But commerce is not warfare. Trade is an economic alliance that benefits both countries. There are no losers, only winners. And trade helps strengthen the free world. Yet today, protectionism is being used by some American politicians as a cheap form of nationalism, a fig leaf for those unwilling to maintain America's military strength and who lack the resolve to stand up to real enemies, countries that would use violence against us or our allies. Our peaceful trading partners are not our enemies. They are our allies. We should beware of the demagogues who are ready to declare a trade war against our friends, weakening our economy, on national security, and the entire free world, all while cynically waving the American flag.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. Tariffs on our trading partners, our friends, Canadians, Mexican.
It's hard to believe that I'm going to agree with Reagan.
Yeah, I know. Well,
but
he had that right.
He had that one right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and now Trump is backing down on his threat for tariffs in Mexico and Canada.
Is he?
Yes, he's backing down. The U.S. Commerce Secretary Lutnick says Trump may roll back Canada and Mexico tariffs and meet in the middle with them eventually. Yeah, okay.
Well, floating another trial balloon here. I mean, they just put them on a couple of days
ago. It looks like Trudeau called Trump's bluff on this whole thing. You know, I saw them signing papers yesterday.
Yeah.
So I think they have put their own tariffs in place regardless of whether this is on a one-month hold at this point.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks like Trump may have lost the tariff war within at least 24 hours of putting it in effect. So,
well, let's keep our eye on
what
that.
What the heck,
okay.
Right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, man.
It is 7:48. By the way, a reminder here, the Verlo mismatch sale is back. Their biggest sale of the year. Mismatch on the outside, same Verlo long-lasting craftsmanship on the inside. Hurry in now, save an additional 10% off of every mattress and box spring. Wake up, sleep better, Verlo.com. Verlo Mattress of Madison, east side and west side. 7:48, coming back with this, that, and the other tidbits, odds and ends, leftovers, right around the corner on John and Gordy in the morning.
a new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Judge Brad Schimmel is an anti-choice politician whose positions are too extreme for Wisconsin women. He supports a pre-Civil War law that bans abortion. But don't take our word for it. Hear it in his own words.
The 1849 ban on abortions, which, by the way, what is flawed about that law?
The 1849 abortion ban provides no exceptions for rape or incest.
What is flawed about that law?
The 1849 law criminalizes doctors and their patients.
What is flawed about that law?
Brad Schimmel supports an 1849 law to ban abortion with no exceptions. Tell Brad Schimmel, extreme politics don't belong on Wisconsin Supreme Court. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Incorporated.
NBL Transportation, reliable and on time. Madison's non-emergency medical transportation company is affordable and accepts insurance. Call 608-774-9715 or visit mbltransports.com to schedule your next ride.
Madison, tax season is here. Ramos Tax Services has been saving you money for over 25 years. Locally owned, open year-round, and the best price in town. Mention this ad and get $20 off your return. RamosTax.com, 658 South Gammon Road. Ramos Tax Service.
This is Chad Spate for Chad's Design Build. We're proud to employ some of the best carpenters and remodeling professionals in our industry. Are you honest and hardworking? Do you love to improve people's lives by improving their homes? Chad's Design Build offers excellent compensation and benefits focused on outstanding customer service, professional design, construction management, and craftsmanship, all in a nurturing, positive workplace. Whether you're thinking about remodeling your home or considering joining our team, go to chadsdesignbuild.com to learn more.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Terrific if you like eating leftovers.
Leftovers?
Leftovers?
I get the leftovers.
The leftovers!
Just some leftovers.
Leftovers for a week and a half.
He ate those leftovers!
The funeral leftovers.
Leftovers. Enjoy.
Oh, well, we're going to enjoy this. No. Oh,
you betcha. 7:51, beautiful sunshine today, and temperatures will be warming up nicely to highs in the low 40s for today. Hey, I want to remind you, you can sign up for the WMDX newsletter. Mm-hmm. Just go to WMDXradio.com. All kinds of great information about what's going on behind the scenes here in radio land here at Civic Media, or, you know, things that are happening around Madison, around the state. Comes out every Thursday, WMDX newsletter. Sign up today, WMDXradio.com.
I have to say, I think the WMDX weather thermometer is probably one of the most accurate thermometers I've ever seen in my entire life.
It is.
I mean, you know, this is
specially where, designed just for WMDX.
Well, this is where Mercury was very, very good at predicting what the temperature
it's
is.
It's a very special Mercury. Blend of Mercury.
It, is it?
That's right. Yes.
That's all right. Yes.
But I also want to complain. I think the WMDX window needs some cleaning.
You think so? We've got a cleaning crew in here that's been doing a terrific job. I was just in the WMDX restroom during the break, and I got to say, it smells just wonderful. What? It's got a great aroma to it, oftentimes it does not.
You forgot to mention it's the WMDX...
Well, they what?
Gender neutral bathroom.
That's right.
So we forgot to mention that.
Yeah,
that's right. What are you doing over here?
Just to take the headphones off the microphone.
Hang on a second.
Disaster.
Yeah, so WMDX headphones were
laughing all morning.
We're tangled up in the WMDX microphone stand.
You've done nothing but laugh all morning, but it's been a delight.
Oh, well.
But I also want to tell you something else.
Okay.
You know who's coming here next week to broadcast from our stations?
No. No. We've not been informed of this. Who would
think
you?
It's next week.
You're dialing up something on your phone.
Pete. Have you? Pete Schwab is coming to broadcast
the Schwabmeister?
Out of our studios here in Madison. Yeah.
We'll have to kidnap him.
He usually does it on a Monday, right? Is that going to be another Monday or Tuesday?
But I'm not seeing it in my calendar.
We're going to have to kidnap him and have him on our show again.
We should do that.
Or you guys show up here at your own dang station when he's here.
He's afraid to have us on as guests.
Yeah, he doesn't like us.
He said so. He said that John Peterson's very intimidating.
We challenge his reviews of movies, so he doesn't like to be challenged.
No, he does a good job. No, he says, I like, not is good. That's
what?
Different.
What?
I like this movie, not this movie is good.
Oh.
I like the way he reviews movies.
Oh.
Pete Schwabo knows how to say, you know, my opinion, and if you like me, maybe you like my opinions.
Mm-hmm. So
okay.
My opinion is he likes the movie. Yeah. It's not that the movie is good.
Right.
That's my opinion. Or no, the movie is good. That's the end. That's the bottom line.
That's you. So yeah. You are more like that.
That's more like me, right?
Yeah, is he going to be here for several days? Is that
like
the deal?
Two or three, yeah.
Is there a film festival or something going
Maybe
on?
Maybe that's
just a,
what it is. I don't know.
Sam? Do you know?
You don't know the Wisconsin anything. Film Festival is coming up in about a month.
But he does something with public television, right?
Or he does, too.
Yeah, he does a show there.
As well.
He's done it for years,
yeah.
actually.
And I think that's what's bringing him back, but maybe it's something else.
Well, is there something wrong with those headphones, Catherine?
No, I don't need them. I don't need to hear what Sam's saying.
You just like to hold them in your hand?
I'm just playing.
not on your ears?
Yes.
All right.
Yeah.
I just mentioned that the WMDX newsletter comes out on Thursdays. And,
yeah,
8
o'clock.
Yeah.
Have it in your...
If people sign up right now, will they get it
the
today?
Version?
Do you
today?
Think?
I don't know.
Or does it take a while for it to
Only
kick
one
in?
Way to find out. If
Go
you are not
WMDX.
Signed up for the newsletter, sign up now and
That's
tell
right.
us if you get it or not.
Well, I mean, you know, you go to the WMDX Civic Media app.
Yeah.
And go into programming radio stations, and then you'll come up with the newsletter.
You can get
right?
there via the app.
Or
yes.
you can go to the WMDX
Radio.com
There
website.
You go. Yeah. So I'm still
right.
not. I'm still working on that one.
You work at WMDX.
That's right.
I know
now
the
you
call
know,
letters.
Okay.
Now, you know, tomorrow morning we're going to be talking with Pam Yonke and get a preview of the Testicle Festival going yeah. on
oh,
in
my.
Springfield Corners.
Mm-hmm. Gosh. And, you're going to go. You're gonna
yes,
go.
We're going to
well,
be
Well, she's going to go.
I know she is. She introduced us to our friends.
Yeah. yeah.
We want to talk to Pam at the Testicle Festival.
Yeah, it's Springfield
Bring a mic.
Corners. Okay.
Oh,
yeah, it'll be fun. So we're going to get a preview with Pam tomorrow.
Yeah. yeah.
What else? What
well,
else?
I have to say, we put it on the map last year.
You did. You made it
I don't
the
think
thing
they would have
do.
The turnout.
No, yeah.
We actually have a lot of fun, and they had a great big buffet and all
In
kinds
case you
of
don't
food.
Want to eat testicles all day, you
oh
can always
God.
Pick
Say
up
the
ribs and the sandwiches that they have
yeah,
out there as well.
Plenty of other food, yeah.
My
Sam,
child
you should go this year.
And I are yeah. going to the Burr Oak on Saturday.
Oh, you
What's
are?
Happening there?
Guess why?
Why?
Can you even remotely guess? I'll give you a hint.
Okay.
It's karaoke-like.
Karaoke-like?
Well, that's
Is it karaoke with a band?
With a kazoo.
A kazoo
karaoke?
Karaoke. At the Burr Oak?
No.
At the Burr Oak.
Saturday.
All ages. Saturday that's... at 1. I've bought 4 tickets
that
already.
Sounds like a
Burr
disaster.
Oak.
I wonder
kazoo
if Art
karaoke.
Paul is going to be there.
Who?
Art
Paul
Ball.
Schlosser.
Oh. Yeah. He has a kazoo. He's
no,
very good at
the
could. Kazoo.
It has to do with the Girls Rock camp.
Okay.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
Beth Killey's Girls?
Yeah,
oh, wow. Okay.
Now you were interested.
Well, no.
You?
Beth Killey does so much for the music community here, and especially with younger musicians.
Hey, we're talking politics here.
Sorry.
I got
sorry,
one
I'm
last.
Very,
de- I have
very
one
very
last.
Sorry.
Well, we're
down
last,
to
a minute.
Let's
I have
go to the couch.
One last depressing story to leave everybody.
Well, you
okay?
only have 60 seconds, so go.
And I want to thank Cody Sharkey for providing this information. He said national news that Trump is contemplating kicking out Ukrainian refugees, and that is true. True. He wants to lift the temporary legal protections for 240,000 Ukrainian refugees in this country and deport them.
Okay.
Way to bring us down at
yeah,
the very end
for
of the show.
I warned you. This is a news program. We are here to depress you.
Very good. We will be here tomorrow morning, 22 hours from now. Coming up next, Stephanie Miller, and then tomorrow, Pam Yonke and Rocker on John and Gordy in the Morning. Have a great day.
Now I will.
Okay.
Let's go have a beer. Let the sun shine. It's the John and Gordy Show.
This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time on The Serious Side. We'll talk about the 80,000 cuts proposed to the Department of Veterans Affairs and on what's worse, the Olio edition. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
The Verlo Mismatch Sale is back.
It's our biggest sale of the year. Mismatch on the outside, the same Verlo long-lasting craftsmanship on the inside, and it's backed by our lifetime comfort guarantee. So hurry in now for additional savings on every mattress and box spring. Plus, get huge savings on adjustable bases. And the more you buy, the more you save on accessory bundles. It's our biggest sale of the year. Wake up. Sleep better. Verlo.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Elon Musk meeting with congressional Republicans last night. After word comes, the IRS is planning to cut half of its workforce and the Department of Veterans Affairs cutting over 70,000 employees. Today, President Trump is expected to sign an executive order directing new Education Secretary Linda McMahon to begin the process of dismantling the U.S. Department of Education. Rough weather causing damage in spots around the country.
At least three people killed and six injured after strong storms swept through Mississippi. Meanwhile, in Iowa, whiteout conditions and zero visibility have stranded drivers, cars, and trucks scattered across highways. Plows digging vehicles out of the snow as authorities urge people to stay home.
ABC Stephanie Ramos, North Carolina, hit him with a tornado, 90-mile-an-hour winds, ripping apart buildings. A relatively calm night for Pope Francis, who remains hospitalized with double pneumonia. This is ABC News.